The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
You're listening to the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
It was the final media availability of the season for head coach Ryan Warsofsky on Friday, April 18th. He spoke with the media regulars as he looked back at the season that was and what comes next for San Jose.
Well, now you've had a couple days to reflect on it. Just what can you say about the season? Just kind of summarize it.
Yeah, it was a... A season of some frustration, but I think some growth individually and as a group. But obviously, we have a lot of work to do. But again, I thought we did some things, improved in some areas. Guys improved, some players took the next step. So, we'll look back. It's only been a couple days now, so still a lot of work to be done as far as reviewing things and how we want to change things and whatnot. But we'll get into that as the summer goes.
You look at the personnel, and there was offensive growth, and you guys scored like 20 more goals than the year before. Yeah. And the talent looks like it's there. So the defensive growth, though, is probably what needs to come along to get you guys some more wins. And so what do you guys need to do to grow defensively?
Yeah, we have to have an understanding how to play a certain way. We need to continue to push our winning habits, those foundational habits that we've talked about since training camp, and continue to preach them and teach them and really get our younger players to have an understanding on how you have to play in this league. And it takes a lot of effort without the puck. And that's where you see the best teams in the league is without the puck, they defend with urgency. I think systematic-wise, we'll look at some things and tinker with some things, as every coaching staff does, but there's got to be some big growth there next year.
That system you guys used towards the end of this season, is that something you like to go into camp with, or is that still?
Yeah, we'll look at it. It's still pretty early in the process. I'm sure you're referring to our neutral zone, I'm assuming. So we'll look at it. I think we liked it. It helped us in a lot of different areas. And we'll look at the analytic part of it as well. So we'll kind of peel that back a little bit here.
Is it optimistic, though, that growth could come within? Or does this sort of organization need me to look outside for help in that regard to become a better...
Well, I think we have a pretty good foundation of some players that are coming and that are here right now. And this is a league of change, and there'll be some changes just like every other organization. And, so we'll get to that point. We'll have those conversations when we get there.
I know you don't like talking about yourself, but if you had a couple of days to kind of reflect, how would you feel you grew as the season went on, your first full season as a head coach?
I got a lot of experience, went through a lot of different things. I think our team, when I look back at it, our team changed quite a bit throughout the season. Our group worked extremely hard. Our guys never gave up. They were coachable. We practiced with good details. We practiced hard. There's some things that, there's some mistakes I made that I'll get better at and reflect back on. Again, it's only been a couple days. We're getting through meetings. There'll be a lot of reflection here in the next few weeks.
I know something you mentioned throughout the year was kind of emotional, trying to kind of stay, not necessarily more level-headed, but I guess controlling when to go up or down. How do you feel that, improved throughout the season?
Yeah, I think it got better as the season went on, I would say. I think this is an emotional sport. I'm ultra competitive, and when you don't get results, that's when emotion and frustration and all those characteristics come out, and you got to control those emotions, and but that's what happens when you lose, and no one wants to lose here. That's not just me, that's our staff, that's the players that were here, our management. So we got to continue to push forward and improve.
Is there a favorite moment of yours from this season, like a top moment of yours that kind of sticks out?
Yeah, I don't have to reflect back. I think the winning streak there we're playing some pretty good hockey. I think we New Jersey, Tampa, Washington. I would say the wins. You know, that's what we do. That's what we do. And yeah, you get some players developing. You see Will Smith taking some strides. Really, you know, one of our most improved players. Wenberg really came out and played some really good hockey for us, just to name a few guys. And but again, I think you remember the wins, and then we need more wins next year.
The issue protecting third period leads. Yeah. How much of that is just the youth of this team? You guys learning what it takes, or are there things that you guys need to change beyond that?
No, I think that's the biggest reason, to be honest with you, is our immaturity in playing with the lead was obviously an issue this year. I think we had 13 one-goal losses. That needs to obviously need to improve on that in that area, and have an understanding of, and I think our guys will be better from that. You know, Mac and Will and our young players, Ecky, will be better in those situations going through this. You know, I think experience is what you get when you don't get what you want sometimes, and I think we've got a lot of experience doing it, and I think we'll remember these, you know, those 13 games, and remember we were in games, you know, even down the stretch here when we're not, you know, not in a playoff push, but we're in games against Calgary, we're in games against Edmonton. That was a nice step, where years before we weren't, you know, so I think we took some steps in the right direction, but we're going to now start finishing them off.
And what were the benefits of the 1-1-3 as opposed to what you were using earlier in the season, and what are the benefits of what you were using earlier in the season too, just generally speaking?
Yeah, you know, first was we had more numbers around pucks when they came into our zone. You know, we cut our line rushes in half a little bit, so our D weren't taking on, you know, rush after rush. Helped on our breakouts being a little bit more predictable. So it just helped us being a little bit more organized coming out of our own end. That was probably the biggest thing.
And then what you were using early in the season, why did you choose to use that early in the season? What are the benefits of that system?
Yeah, I think we weren't creating enough turnovers to go all the other way and play offense. So a little bit of wasted energy at times would be the biggest thing. So again, something we'll look at. I'm not going to sit here and say we're going to go right from the next year. We'll see what happens in summer. We'll look at it, watch the playoffs, watch some teams doing it, see how it affects everyone.
Maybe one of the top priorities for the team was making sure Mac and Will developed the right way, kind of thing. You guys had a plan in place for them. How did you feel that worked, and is that something you might try to use going ahead as maybe some more young guys come into the organization here?
Yeah, I thought, you know, obviously Will, I think it really helped him a lot. You know, I thought he developed at a really good pace. Did he have some ups and downs? Yes, but did he improve this year? I think big time. You know, from the drop of the puck in game one to game 82, we saw a better player. And I think we're just touching the surface with him. He'll have a good summer of training. You know, same as with Mac. Obviously, the injury, you know, changed the plan a little bit, but another player that got better in different areas, and probably the average fan doesn't see it, but he got better away from the puck, he got better defending, and there's some things he's still got to continue to work on, but I thought, you know, the organization put a good plan in place for both those guys.
Do you see Will moving back to the middle soon here, maybe next year? I mean, obviously you got Wenberg signed for next year too, but do you see Will being a center in this?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I'll talk to him. You know, obviously we'll talk to Mike and his staff, and we'll make a plan going forward for the summer.
Do you get the sense that your staff will be back next year here too? I mean, Doug and Spearsy, those type of guys. I mean, they'll be back.
Yeah, I'm pretty optimistic that I'll be back.
Yeah. How do they help you, especially a guy like Doug who's been in the league for so long? How do those guys help you?
Staff was huge for me. Being a first-year coach, obviously Doug's been around. This was his 18th year in the league, won a Stanley Cup, coached some really good players. You know, really good at you know, coaching these players and coaching them hard and teaching and developing. So he was not just great for me, but for our players and our defense. He's seen a lot of different things in his career, and was very supportive and helpful for us, and as was Wise and Alms, obviously knowing Wise. You know, he understands how my philosophy and how the game wants to be played. We match pretty closely in those details, and you know, and Alms break, he came in and did a really good job with our centers, our younger players developing, skill development stuff. And then Spearsy obviously does a really good job with our goalies, our video guys. You know, I think we have one of the best staffs in the National Hockey League. And You know, people don't realize we're with each other, you know, pretty much 18 hours a day for the whole season. You know, even days off, there's a lot of us are in here trying to find answers, trying to work at things, trying to get better, throwing stuff around, looking at video. There's a lot of hours that go into it. So those assistant coaches and those video guys don't get noticed enough, in my opinion, of how hard they work and what they do to prepare our hockey team. It's not just me. Those guys do an unbelievable job.
How do you see, you know, the PK was obviously an issue. How much do you see that as maybe a systematic thing, or maybe did you just lose a lot of really good penalty killers toward the end of the season, I guess?
Well, obviously, look, there's no secret we lost some guys, right? Sturmey and Cunny and, you know, Mario gets hurt, Wally and Cease and all those guys in between. But, yeah, our PK, our special teams need to be better next year. We know that. Power play, penalty kill can cost you a game, and I think a lot of times it did. There'd be games where we're up 1-0 and we get a power play, we don't score, and that's a big difference in the game. We're up 1-0 in the third and our PK doesn't kill one, and then we'd 1-1 going up. So there's a lot of you know, that game flips really quickly when you don't have great special teams. So that'll be a big emphasis for the summer.
We know how hard Macklin is on himself, and yesterday he was pretty honest about his turnovers, and that's something he wants to clean up. How do you kind of keep him, I guess, a little more level-headed? Obviously, he's an 18-year-old. It's emotions again popping up. But how do you kind of keep him level-headed to know that, you know, he don't be too hard on yourself while still being, you know, keeping yourself critical?
Well, the one thing, you know, meeting with Mac was he's very self-aware of the areas he needs to improve on. So I think that's a great thing. We know we need to get him to have probably a little bit more patience in the offensive zone. But he is only 18, and he's going to continue to make mistakes, just like everyone else in this league. And we're going to be there to help him and teach him. And you know, the big thing is teaching winning habits. You know, when to make a play, when not to make a play. That's the next step in his development.
How important, you know, do you think, you've mentioned the importance of Worlds could be for those young guys, for a guy like Macklin? How big could that be, especially with, you know, his status and potentially playing in the Olympics next year?
Yeah, I mean, I think once you get to the quarterfinals, that's playoff hockey, you know, and from being there, you go to the prelim games to the quarters, it goes 0-100. So I think it'd be a great experience for Mac and understanding how to play in certain situations, and it's going to be a good experience for him.
See, Wenberg and Eklund are going too. Are you taking Will, or are you taking anybody else with Team USA?
Yeah, we're still going through the process, you know, talk to Jeff, GM of the team, pretty much daily, so we're not finalized the roster at all.
We talked to Kovalenko yesterday, and he seemed fairly noncommittal about maybe wanting to be a Shark, you know, next season. I guess he's going to weigh his options and kind of go ahead forward. But what was missing from his game? I mean, some healthy scratches in there. I think when you guys got him from Colorado, you're really excited about his potential and what he can bring here. And I don't think maybe consistency was the issue, but what was it in his game that maybe didn't allow him to become an every night type guy?
Yeah, I think, you know, to play in this league, you got to be consistent. And that's not just Kobe. That's a lot of our players. You look around the league, the players that find a way to stick in this league and play in this league are ultra consistent, and they're ultra competitive. And with Kobe, I thought, came in, gave us some good games, and to continue to do it and do it and do it, I thought it got tough on him at times. And then, you know, at the end of the day, this is competition. We have extra guys vying for spots, vying for ice, getting for ice time. And I thought, you know, at the end of the day, we're putting the best roster on the ice for the games. And then he came back in at the end of the year, had some really good games as well. You know, I think the big thing for not just Kobe, but our whole group is we got to get in better shape. We got to get more conditioned for the National Hockey League. And, you know, I think that sometimes caught up to us.
Obviously, there's only so many spots in the top six, right?
Yeah.
Does he have to learn just other aspects of the game? You know, a third line role, being more of a checker, and, you know, more responsible, a two-way type guy, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. And again, you see it around the league. I mean, guys have to change their games. Corey Perry has changed his game, has he not? So, and I know he's 40 years old and whatnot, but I think you have to be able to be adaptive and change your game. And look, I get it. Like, Kobe came from the KHL where it's a different system. It's a different ice surface. It's a different league. There's a lot of different, you know, things going on. He comes here. the language barrier, you know, different organization gets traded. So, I mean, he went through a lot. So, you know, there's no, you know, hard feelings whatsoever. At the end of the day, we're putting on the, you know, the ice, the best team that we think can help us win the hockey game. And we're trying to build a culture and a foundation here to start winning some hockey games.
Yeah, I guess I was just going to ask, you guys could work together and he has an understanding. Do you think he'll have an understanding what he needs to do?
Yeah, I mean, he's had a pretty clear understanding all year, so and we'll see what happens this summer.
Macklin, he mentioned the turnovers. Is there another area that you think that he can improve in for the start of next year?
Gotta hit the net.
That's a good area.
You know, I think, and Mac, there's no secret, Mac and I have talked a lot about it, is he has a great shot. He can really rip it, but I think he sometimes wants to put it in a 3-inch hole instead of finding some netting. So that will be an area that he'll improve on, and he'll get from playing. And again, he's a young player that went through a lot, but you know, I can't say enough great things about this kid. The way he works, the way he competes, how driven he is, his natural leadership ability. He's a winner through and through. He's going to help this organization win hockey games very, very soon, and he already has. So there are some things that every player needs to work on, and you know, Mac really drags guys into the fight, the way he competes. So we're very, very happy with his season.
With Macklin's turnovers, is it a matter of him picking his spots? Because Impact are great players. They do take chances, and that's where some of that, you know, game-breaking ability happens.
Yeah, I think so. A little bit of it is, when you're making those plays. Are you late in your shift and you're playing against Kucherov? Or are you early in your shift and, you know, you get some momentum going? You know, you can feel the momentum shift in the building. I'm sure you guys can as well. When we have those momentum shifts, that's when the jump on teams. And when we don't have it, that's when you get a simple fire game. And those are all kind of winning habits and how you win in this league. And we just want to, as a coaching staff, nip that in the butt right away. We don't want to be playing catch up in 5 years from now. So it's my job and our job as coaches to have an understanding, to get our players to understand that, you know, very, very quickly. So the big thing is he's very self-aware. And again, I'm not going to take the stick out of his hand. He's got to be able to make plays and create. There's just a time and space, time for that.
After Four Nations, you mentioned having Henry and another defenseman look at Slavin's tape.
Yeah.
Talked to Cam Lund, he said that you guys had encouraged him to watch Troy Terry.
Yeah.
So some of your other guys, I think previously you had mentioned maybe Eichel for Macklin, maybe Kyle Connor for Smith, but guys like, say, Mookie Madulin, is there anyone that you give him some tape for someone to look at? And Graf is another guy that you're talking about.
Yeah, I think, off the top of my head, I mean, I can't go through all the NHL players that we compare guys to, but I also want these guys to be themselves.
Sure.
I don't need Henry Thrun to go try to be Jacob Slavin. I want Henry Thrun to be Henry Thrun. And just like Mac and Will and so forth. But, you know, with Mac, I think he's made huge strides. One of our most improved players this year. From that Four Nations break especially. So he's long, he can skate, he can make plays. He's a guy that, you know, we want him to watch the playoffs and see how physical these defensemen are and, you know, how there's not a lot of time and space and how you got to make plays quick and you got to read quick. So it's going to be important for him to continue. And all of our players, I think it's important to watch the playoffs. I'm going to watch him, sure I get my better myself. So I think you can learn a lot from watching the game of hockey.
I think the general feeling next year is that Askarov is going to be here. We don't know that for sure, but it looks like it's the plan. What's the best way to sort of compliment a young goalie like that who's just going into his first full year in the league? Is it better to have a steady veteran presence there to kind of work with them kind of thing and just understand his role in that, I guess?
Yeah, we'll see. You know, I think that's probably more of a question for Mike. I think we obviously want a guy that can support him and have a good relationship. We think that's important for a young goaltender in this league. And, you know, he's played a little bit of some games, but we'll see what the summer entails and what we're going to go do going forward.
I think it's fair to say that in San Jose with the Sharks, there really hasn't been big expectations these last 2, 3, 4 years maybe. It looks like going into next season, fans are expecting, I think people are expecting this team to make a jump.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Do you kind of feel that too, that – this organization has to take a step forward.
Yeah, 100%. We got to take a step forward. I'm not going to put expectations and where we should be at the end of the season, but we got to take a step forward. That is 100% correct.
Because you see what happens in other teams, right? Maybe they stagnate a little bit, or is there some concern that maybe that might happen here if the right moves aren't made, or if players don't come along?
No, I think we're very excited about it. We're excited for the future. I'm looking forward to next season, almost already, as far as we get Mac and Will for their second year. They know what to expect coming to training camp. We had a lot of new players come in from other organizations, and even like a guy like Wenny, they'll feel more comfortable, and Toph will feel more comfortable, and Delandre and Grunsman, and I can go up and down the road. Like, there was a lot of change last year. So, I think that's the big thing, is guys are going to feel more comfortable come training camp. But I think the fans and the organization should be excited, because I think these last two are obviously very, very difficult, and now we can really start building this thing.
Which would, taking away nothing from Logan, but just having a captain in the room and on the ice with you guys, just how much will that help you guys, do you think, next year?
Yeah, it's something that we'll definitely discuss, Mike and I, in our conversations here in the next few days and throughout the summer. But it's obviously important to have leadership, especially being a young team, so we'll have those conversations.
Do you plan to have a captain next year?
Yeah, we'll have those conversations. We'll see.
With all the close losses you had, is it a matter of that pendulum swinging with the inexperience turning into experienced and more consistent talent over time?
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it. Again, I think we have guys that just went through it that will be back here next year, and it's something that we've talked about with all the guys at the end of the year. We got to start winning those games in the third period. It comes with better special teams. It comes with having an understanding to keep making plays in the third period, not put ourselves on our heels and get on the attack. And again, a lot of inexperience throughout the season, can cause that. So I think we'll learn from it and we'll push forward.
Are you glad, though, that those young players have had all those tight game experience up to this point? I mean, it's something they can lean back on, at least.
Yeah, for sure, because it's a fine line between winning and losing in this league. It's usually one play here or there, two plays, a save here or there, and that's the game. We saw that this year. Our players saw that this year. We'll see that. You'll see that in the playoffs this year. You'd see it in games when we're watching them. It's the benefit of being on the West Coast is you can watch the 7 o'clock East Coast games at 4, and you watch them. And as coaching staff, it's the guy goes on the other end, Jake Allen makes a breakaway save, and the other guy lets one in, and that's usually the difference to the game. So I'm glad we went through those. At the time, it was tough. but hopefully, everything happens for a reason and we can learn from those.
I know Mac and Will are like the two superstar young guys, and we saw great growth from Will, but is there a guy, whether the AHL or NHL level, that kind of stuck out a little bit and surprised you a little bit with their development this season?
I would say Graffer would probably be the guy that probably surprised us the most. Is a guy we're probably really excited about, because he can play a lot of different situations. He can play a lot of different roles. Excited to watch him here in the playoffs and with the CUDA. You could tell he put a lot of work in the summer. And I think that's important. At the end of the day, I don't really care what your force plate tests are, how many bench presses you can do. Does your body look different when you come back to training camp? That's all I care about. And that will tell me if you put the work in. So with Colin, he came in and his body looked different. He took it with pride going back down in the training camp, went down, worked extremely hard, did the things we asked him to do, and that's why he earned his call-up and played here so much and earned trust from the coaching staff. So we need more of those types of summers from some guys.
What's next in his development to bring him to another level, right? This was a good step. How does he keep going?
The pace of the game. The pace of the game gets extremely fast, and for young players it catches up to you at times. And I thought with Graffer at times, whether it was a back-to-back or a long road trip 3 and 4, which is not his fault, it's the experience of getting and playing in the league, would catch up to him. But now he knows kind of what to expect. There's one thing about being in good shape. There's one thing about being in really good NHL shape. And that will be the next step for some of our players.
Sure. You guys got a lot of cap space coming up this summer. And, that's obviously Mike's department for the most part. But what would you tell prospective free agents about why should they come to San Jose? Why this is a good place for them to continue their careers? And kind of what would be your sales pitch to someone like that, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, maybe it's a better question for Mike, but I think around the league, people see we have some really, really good young players and that are coming, and they're coming quick. From Macklin to Will, we have great vets in Toff and Wenny. We have great people in this organization. You know, I think there's a light at the end of the tunnel, that this team's on the up and up, and you talk around the league and people say it. So I think that would be the biggest sales pitch. You know, I think if your guy has family and kids, it's a great place to raise a family. We have guys that are still living here, from Cooch to Jumbo to Patty to Scott Hannon. I mean, you go up and down lists. There's a lot of alumni that are still that stay here because it's such a great place to live. So those would probably be my biggest things. And, you know, I think it's, again, it's, we're on the up and up.
You mentioned getting the respect of other teams more this year. How do you get the respect of the officials? Because you mentioned that too, or is it just simple?
Fined? Huh? Trying to get me fined?
No. It's the season's over. You can, don't worry about it.
You know, I think, yeah, we got some respect from our opponents back, which was we checked that box. And you know, I think for the most part, officials do a really good job. It's a tough, fast-paced game. Mistakes are made. They miss calls. You know, they get calls right that maybe I disagree with. It is what it is, and that will always be the way this game is. And you know, I think, you know, we start winning some games, and maybe we get a little bit more respect from them. But again, I think they do a really good job. It's a fast-paced game. You know, I think it starts probably with myself of, you know, laying off the refs at times. And then I probably fuel the bench a little bit at times. So that's on me to be better in those situations. Something that I've learned to kind of keep my emotions in check. And I've worked on it a lot, but I'll continue to work on it.
With Will and Macklin, they had a lot of fun this year, but that was also juxtaposed with a lot of anger after losses. Mm-hmm. You can see the young guys kind of 1,000-yard stares at points. Do you have to temper that? I mean, you don't want to acclimate them to losing, but also, you know, they can't already be beating themselves up as, you know, 18, 19, 20-year-olds.
No, I want them to feel that. I want them to understand that losing will not be acceptable. We can't get used to losing. That's for damn sure. Because that's when you get bad habits, you get very individualized, and then really things spiral out of control and you can lose an organization. So, you know, I think the biggest thing is those two guys are ultra competitive. I'll never want them to lose that. That's the biggest thing that we need here is we need competitiveness. We need guys that care deeply about the result. You know, I think a guy like Toff, you know, he scores 30 goals the other night and he's more pissed that we don't win the hockey game. We need more guys like that.
The Four Nations tournament, it was politically charged. You know, you're the head of the head coach of the USA team going to World Championships. What do you expect in Sweden and Denmark? Is that something you've just thought about at all? Was any of that?
Honestly, I haven't really thought about it at all. I do know I love my country, and anytime I got the opportunity to represent my the country that I live in, I'll go without a doubt. You know, so it's the best country in the world, in my opinion. You know, I love living here, so I'm excited about it, but I haven't really thought about that.
You guys got some RFAs, obviously, where the decision has to be made whether or not to bring it back. Like you said earlier in the year, you're really hoping that Clint Costa could take advantage of this opportunity. He had a little injury to end the year here.
But yeah.
Do you think he did enough to make you want him back on this team next year?
If there's one big fan of Clint Costa, it's probably myself. Because I just saw so much potential in this young man. He got a lot of opportunity throughout the year. Probably didn't grab it as much as he would have liked. We would have liked, because you know, I think he'd be a force to be reckoned with in this league. As far as power forward, has got skill, can skate, plays with, you know, some physicality. So we'll see. Again, probably a better question for Mike, but we'll see how the summer goes.
How do you like the room here, the makeup? You know, just the personalities. You got some. You know, you got a big personality, Mario, but yeah. Got other maybe kind of quietish type guys. I don't know. I mean,
yeah.
How do you like the room here?
I mean, I love the room. I think again, we got a little bit of everything. We have some young players that are get some personality in Mac and Will. We got Toff, who's been around, and Wenny. We got Goody, who's won. You know, we got Mario, who's got the personality. I think Vinny Darnay is another guy that has a lot of personality. Something that we've talked about last summer, getting some more personality in our dressing room. So, you know, we'll see how it shakes out here through the summer, and we'll see. But we have a good foundation.
There's a few more that I know Mike's going to pop down to. Sorry,
Chris. Oh, no, that's right. You know, Gregor was a guy that came on you know, got a lot of ice time towards the end of the season. How did you see his game?
Yeah, I thought, you know, the last few games he played, put up some of his best hockey that I've seen him play, using his skating, using his skill, using his speed to get on, you know, team's defense and forechecking and even pushing them back with puck play. So, you know, I thought he ended the season on a high note.
Romanov's another guy in a contract year here. Did he show you enough that he could be potentially be an NHL goalie here?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I mean, I'm no goalie expert, but he gave us a chance when he played in the games, and I think some of the goals that he gave up, they're very, you know, those are, you know, coachable and teachable things that can be corrected. So I think our goalie department will kind of go through that process.
Noah's game, did it grow from the, you know, when you saw
him
last?
Yeah, I think so, big time. You know, again, I told him at the end of the year, like, you got to bottle that Vancouver and Edmonton game up a little bit, because you were skating in that game and you were creating and you just were playing. And I think in this league, what you see a lot of is, you know, and we may not even realize it myself, is guys put a lot of pressure on themselves to perform. And then, I mean, they're no dummies. They understand that their job is at stake. You know, if you're a free agent, restricted, you know, whatever the situation is, and guys put pressure on them to perform, especially then on top of it, you're not winning hockey games. So you want to help the team. And sometimes that can kind of backfire and your game can kind of spiral out of control. And, you know, I think at times that happens to some guys, but I thought Greg, you did a really good job at the end of the year.
But one of the, you know, few benefits of this type of season is you will get a high draft pick next year. You're guaranteed of a top three pick. How much do you pay attention to the lottery and you know, how do you guys see what that could bring to this team? Maybe adding another top end type talent to the organization.
Yeah, obviously I'll watch it, and then. You know, obviously Mike has been working probably on the staff of the draft all year, so I haven't really paid too much attention to the players. But as we get closer, probably will. But again, kind of just to reflect on this season right now.
Do you have a lucky charm? No. Do you have something you're going to do?
No, probably not.
There's one or two more guys.
There's a lot of emphasis on the top six forwards and their development and expectations for next season. But where do you think the bottom six have developed this year, and what are your expectations for the bottom six?
Yeah, I think... you know, I think there'll be some change, but I think we saw some guys that can potentially help us down the road. Whether that's Stopchuk, Patty Giles came in, gave us some good minutes. Obviously, I mentioned Graffer, a guy like Deli. You know, I thought he had an inconsistent year, but I love the kid. He gives you everything he's got. He's a great teammate. He cares so deeply. We got to get him, you know, dialed in and getting more comfortable. You know, so Grundy, I thought, finished the year pretty strong. You know, I thought he played some better hockey his last 20 games. So, you know, he can take that into the summer. So, you know, at the end of the day, we need guys to step up and take a next step.
Now, you mentioned liking the mix of the room, the, you know, different kind of elements of it. You did lose a lot of personality and volume with Blackie and Wally leaving there. Is there, of all those elements you mentioned, is there something that you like the mix, but maybe a little more of that you like in the room?
Yeah, those are conversations that Mike will have going forward throughout the summer when we get into free agency and whatnot. But again, I do like the mix that we have. We have a really good guy, and like I said, I'm not going to name all of them, but Tove helps the younger players and wants to win. And we have really good people, human beings in here. And I think at the end of the day, where we're at right now, we need good people, you know? We need good people in this locker room that care, and that will be the big message.
Stay tuned to the Sharks Audio Network for more coverage out of the final media availabilities of the season, and stay with us all off-season long as we now prepare for the draft lottery, the draft itself, and NHL free agency. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.